这么的提了万能枪这么的提了万能枪Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girvada Gopi Janavala Bhagirvardhani Jashoda Nandana Vrajana Ranjana Jashoda Nandana Vrajana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Rukmini Dwarkadish Rukmini Dwarkadish Rukmini Dwarkadish Rukmini Dwarkadish Jaya Jagannath Jaya Jagannath Jaya Baladeva Jaya Subhadra Jaya Gauranitai 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 Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Srila Prabhupada Gaur Premanandi Hari Bol Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paravrajak Acharya Asitara Satasri Srimad ISKCON BBT Founder Acharya Divine Grace AC Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pad Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakura Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavabrinda Ki Jai Nam Acharya Srila Haridas Thakura Ki Jai Premsa Kahosh Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dittananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gorbhakta Vrindaki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopana Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Gopadan Ki Jai. Shri Prajabhuma Nabhadam Ki Jai. Shri Nabhadi Mahapuradam Ki Jai. Shri Lachal Jagannath Puradam Ki Jai. Ganga Mahi Ki Jai. Jamuna Mahi Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Shri Mati Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai. Their most beautiful lordship, Shri Shukmini Dwarkadish Ki Jai. Shri Shrukmini Dwarkanath ki jai. Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra ki jai. Shri Shri Gornitai ki jai. Samabeta Bhaktivinoda ki jai. Going back to home, back to Godhead ki jai. ISKCON Los Angeles Yatra ki jai. Brihad Madanga Transcendental Book Distribution ki jai. International Food for Life Transcendental Prasadam Distribution ki jai. Shri Hari Nam Sankirtan ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Glory to Srila Prabhupada. Narayanam namaskritya. Naram chaiva narottamam. Deving sarasatim vyasam. Tato jayam adhirayat. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, let us offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead, Lord Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Sarasvati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author, and unto Srila Prabhupada, who is the translator, commentator, and our spiritual master. Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati tamashloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. By regularly attending the Srimad Bhagavatam class and by rendering service unto the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving devotional service unto the personality of God, at whose worship of transcendental songs become established as an irrevocable fact. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today we're continuing our reading from the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 15, today's text is 16. We will say something about the position of Lord Brahma, then about how Prabhupada has brought down this knowledge to us, coming from Lord Brahma, and the importance of sharing with others and the ways in which we do that. I'll conclude with a short outreach video. So if you stick around to the end, you'll get to see that. Yatra naikshayasam nama vanam kama dughair dhumai sarvartu shribhir vibhrajat kaivalyam eva murtimat. Yatra naikshaya sang nama vanam kama dughair dhumai sarvartu shribhir vibhrajat kaivalyam eva murtimat. Yatra naikshaya sang nama vanankama dugair jamai sarvartu shribir vibrajat kaivalyam eva murtimat. Yatra naikshaya sang nama vanankama dugair jamai sarvartu shribir vibhrajat kaivalyam eva murtimat. Open the door. Madam Karma Dugar Jumai. Madam Karma Dugar Jumai. Kaivalyam Eva Murtimat. Kacharanshaya Sangava Panankama Dugayar Jvimai Sarvar Tu Shri Vibhi Praja You know, our brahmacharis or new devotees are actually doing quite well chanting, but just one thing. A lot of devotees mispronounce A-I-R, because in English we say air, but in Sanskrit it's a-ear, a, and then ear, a-ear, okay? Vaishnavis? Yatradang Shreyas Nama Vanang Kama Dagarjavai Sarvar to Sri Bibi Prajat Kaivalyam Iva Murtiman Planning Yatradang Shreyas Nama Varang kama dagarjavai Sarvar tu shri birvi brajat Kaivayami vamurtima So, synonyms. Yatra in the Vaikuntha planets. Naikshreyasam auspicious. Nama named. Vanam Forests, Kama Dugai, yielding desire, Trumai, with trees, Sarva, all, Ritu, seasons, Sri Bihi, with flowers and fruits, Vibrajat, splendid, Kaivalyam, spiritual, Iva, as, Murtimat, personal. Srila Prabhupada's translation for this verse. In those Vaikuntha planets, there are many forests which are very auspicious. In those forests, the trees are desire trees. And in all seasons, they are filled with flowers and fruits because everything in the Vaikuntha planets is spiritual and personal. Please repeat. In those Vaikuntha planets, there are many forests which are very auspicious. In those forests, the trees are desire trees. And in all seasons, they are filled with flowers and fruits. Because everything in the Vaikuntha planets is spiritual and personal. In other words, if you kick a tree in the Vaikuntha Loka, they may kick you back. They're personal. They're persons. They're not dead wood. Srila Prabhupada's purport. In the Vaikuntha planets, the land, the trees, the fruits and flowers, and the cows, everything is completely spiritual and personal. The trees are desire trees. On this material planet, the trees can produce fruits and flowers according to the order of material energy, but in the Vaikuntha planets, the trees, the land, the residents, and the animals are all spiritual. There is no difference between the tree and the animal, or the animal and the man. Here, the word murtimat indicates that everything has a spiritual form. Formlessness, as conceived by the impersonalists, is refuted in this verse. In the Vaikuntha planets, although everything is spiritual, everything has a particular form. The trees and the men have form, and because all of them, although differently formed, are spiritual, there is no difference between them. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinamane, Namaste, Saraswate Devi, Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Srinivadi, Paschachadishtarine, Om Agyana Timirandasya Agyananjana Shalakaya, Chakshur Unvilitam Jena, Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha, Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishnang, Shapitang Jena Bhutale, Swayam Rupa Kadamayam, Dadati Swapadantikam, Vande Ahang Sri Guru Sri Yutapadakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Batam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Batamsha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bando Jagapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kopatrubhya Shakripa Sindhuva Evacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaisnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasudeva Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here Lord Brahma is responding to the concerns, questions of the demigods. I may have said this before. I'm 70 years old now, so I'm sure I repeat myself in some classes, class to class. But in the neighborhood where I grew up in Brooklyn, we had a saying, there are only three kinds of people in the world. Those who make things happen, those to whom things happen, and those who are still trying to figure out what happened. So the demigods are usually in the category of those who make things happen. They are the controllers of the material energy, the directors of different universal departments. So they make things happen. The rain, the heat, the cold, the production of the earth, like that. The demigods are on that level. They are controllers. But they're not supremely in control. And sometimes they're reminded of that, like in this incident. Now the whole universe is getting darker and darker, and they can't figure out what happened. So they're trying to figure out what's going on. And they've approached Lord Brahma. On our level of existence, human level of existence, we are usually the ones to whom things happen. Right? We pretend to be controllers, but at every moment we are reminded, if we're conscious, that we're not in control. We're thinking we're these human bodies, pinnacle of evolution, but at every moment somebody's complaining about something going on in their body that they have no control over. They don't even know what's really happening. They don't even know what's really happening in this body. Like this knot on my head here, it's called a lipoma. It just popped out a couple of weeks ago. So I looked it up. First of all, I consulted with an Ayurvedic doctor. Some of you know her, Bhakti Meng. You know Parth, who teaches yoga. His wife Meng, she's now a certified Ayurvedic practitioner. So I showed her on FaceTime, and she said, yeah, that's called a lipoma. And so I looked it up, got more details, just for your edification. It usually happens mostly in men. Women also get it, but mostly in men between the ages of 40 and 60. And what it is subcutaneous fat that collects in one spot or many spots. Some people have many of them. So unfortunately, there's only one. And I got a 10-year reprieve. It happened at age 70 instead of between 40 and 60. But anyway, that's the point, is you don't know. You wake up one day and you see something in the mirror that wasn't there yesterday. And you wonder, where did this come from? What is it? Why is this happening to me? That's usually the question. I'm a good guy. I'm a nice lady. Why do these things happen to me? So we have no control. Generally, again, the demigods are in control of these kinds of things. The things that happen in your body. It's explained in the Bhagavatam, even down to the organs of evacuation, controlled by some demigod. So when somebody becomes constipated, it's not by accident. So we're so tightly controlled, and yet we're walking around thinking that I am a controller, or I'm in control here. But that's not the case. We're not actually in control. So the demigods are intelligent. When they realize that something is happening, they have no control over, they don't really know what it is, they approach somebody who knows. So one of Lord Brahma's names is Vidhi. Vidhi means somebody who knows, a person who knows what's going on. They approach Lord Brahma, and he tells them, frankly, Yes, I know what's happening, but there's nothing I can do about it. There's nothing you can do about it. All you have to do is wait until the Supreme Lord solves the problem. Now, interestingly, many of you have heard this before, I'm sure. When we first come into this material world, we take the post of Brahma. Have you heard that before? Do you have a reference or substantiation of that? So I'm going to read a verse from the ninth canto where the prophet states that directly. So every one of us, we can assume at some point in the past, we were Lord Brahma. Do you remember? Anybody here remember being Lord Brahma? Having four heads and four hands? And being the topmost demigod in the universe? Anybody here remember that? Anybody even remember their previous life before this one? Anybody here? Honestly, I'm asking an honest question. If you remember, put your hand up. Anybody here remember their previous life, what you were exactly in your last life? So, having come into this universe, starting out in the post of Brahma, it substantiates the fact that reincarnation is not just a one-way street. Many people say that, yeah, I believe in reincarnation, and my next life I'm going to be something wonderful. They're thinking like that. They don't understand that it's a two-way street. Yes, you can go higher, urdhvam gacchati satvastha, but you can also go down. You can go down, and therefore one has to be very careful. So, we'll discuss this a little more, but let's read that verse. You have that verse on the screen? Yeah. This is the ninth canto, chapter 24, text 58. Now, I'm going to read the verse in the translation and start with the beginning of the purport, but I'll stop when we get to that point where Prabhupada says that we were Lord Brahma. After that, there's a long purport that's very, very important. I really, very emphatically ask you to read the rest of this purport today because it directly impacts on this fall or no fall of the jiva. Prabhupada makes some very strong statements. Some people are still confused. Did we come from the spiritual world? Why would we leave the spiritual world? This purport explains very, very clearly. But I'm not going to get into all that. I'm just going to stop where Prabhupada deals with Lord Brahma. So the verse says, Yan maya chesitang pungsak stitjupatupayaya hi anugrahastan nivritir atma labhaya chesyate. So Prabhupada's translation, the Supreme Personality of Godhead acts through His material energy in the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of this cosmic manifestation just to deliver the living entity by His compassion and stop the living entity's birth, death, and duration of materialistic life. Thus, He enables the living being to return home. Return! You can't return to somewhere you've never been. To return home back to Godhead. So, Srila Prabhupada's purport. Materialistic men sometimes ask why God has created the material world for the suffering of the living entities. The material creation is certainly meant for the suffering of the conditioned souls who are part of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as confirmed by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita 15:7. Mamai Vangsha Jiva Loke Jiva Bhutak Sanatanaha Manakshastanya Jriyani Prakriti Stani Karshati. Translation, the living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal, fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. End of translation. All the living entities are part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and are as good as the Lord qualitatively. But quantitatively, there is a great difference between them, for the Lord is unlimited, whereas the living entities are limited. Thus, the Lord possesses unlimited potency for pleasure, and the living entities have a limited pleasure potency. We want to enjoy, but our capacity for enjoyment is limited. Anandamaya Abhyasa, Vedanta Sutra 1.1.12. Both the Lord and the living entity are limited. Both the Lord and the living entity, being qualitatively spirit soul, have the tendency for peaceful enjoyment, but when the part of the Supreme Personality of Godhead unfortunately wants to enjoy independently without Krishna, he is put into the material world where he begins his life as Brahma and is gradually degraded to the status of an ant or a worm in stool. So we'll stop here. Again, the rest of this purport is extremely important. You should read the rest of it today. So none of us claim that we remember being Lord Brahma. Does anybody remember being a worm in stool or an ant? This is what happens. We start out being Lord Brahma, highest post in the material universe. But by free will, some
Hare Krishna,
to the point of becoming even an ant or a worm in stool. It's not that every Lord Brahma goes back to Godhead when the universe winds up. We are proof of that. We came in, started out as Brahma, and degraded to the point of being ants or worms in stool. Fortunately, by the Lord's grace, we don't remember because it's so painful. It's just like in this life. Somebody who starts out very wealthy, if they lose all that wealth, they literally go nuts. Literally, it happens. During the Great Depression here in the United States in the 20s, businessmen were jumping off roofs because they lost overnight their entire fortune. So if somebody can react like that, just from human, you know, money in the bank, imagine if you remembered when you were born in this life that you were Lord Brahma in the previous life, and now you're suffering as a human being, or even worse, some animal. So by the Lord's grace, the trauma of dying and taking birth again usually erases our memory. It's like when you wipe a hard drive. You have a hard drive in your computer and you format it and you just wipe off the... Now, in the case of the hard drive, the data is actually still here. You should know that. If you erase a hard drive on a computer to sell to somebody, if they're determined to find out what's on that drive, they can find out. There are programs and ways of recovering data that's been formatted on a hard drive. So be careful when you sell a computer. Now, there are also very strong ways of erasing, but even those very strong ways can be overcome by agencies just as the NSA and people like that. They have the means of really getting into that. If the only way you can really make sure somebody can't recover your data is to destroy the disk. Take it out and destroy it. Just smash it. That's the only way, really, literally, to be safe. But in the case of our subtle bodies, that's also the case. The memories, things that you can't remember right now, things you did in this life and even previous lives, it's there in the subtle body. Most of us, we're all adults here, we can remember, I can in my own life remember as far back as age 5, some things that happened. Beyond that, but that doesn't mean they didn't happen. It doesn't mean I didn't do things at age 4 or 3 or 2 or even within the womb of my mother. Activity was going on, but I don't recall it. So, because many foolish people say that, I don't remember anything from a previous life, so I don't believe there was a previous life. No, but loss of memory, not being able to remember activities, doesn't mean they did not occur. And the proof is, your mother remembers. Mothers never forget. Remember that. Mothers never forget. So something that you don't remember that you did at age 2, your mother remembers. Right, Tadit? So your mother can tell you, you used to be like this. She can tell you what you were like when you were in the womb. You know, one child was kicking more on the left side, another one more on the right side, whatever. So just because you don't remember activity that you performed does not mean that it didn't happen. So that's not a good argument that I don't remember, therefore. So this is a serious situation that we're in. We were once Lord Brahma, so highly elevated, so highly situated. And now look at us. Struggling to make it to 100, thinking that's great. How many, what's the lifetime of Lord Brahma? 311 trillion, 40 billion years. Now we're happy if we make it to 80 or 90 or 100. Oh my God, what an old person, 100 years. That's nothing. It's a blink of an eye for somebody in the demigod level even, what to speak of the level of Lord Brahma. So we should understand, this is called Sambandha Gyan, we should understand what our existential situation is. Who we are really, we're actually, as was read this morning, Subhash was reading from the 7th canto, how the living entity is meant for service. That's the bottom line of our existence. We have to serve. So intelligent person wants to know, where is the best place to give my service to get the best return on my investment of time and energy? And that is bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga, devotional service to Krishna, is the best investment of our time and energy. Now, once we have imbibed that and understand it and live our lives accordingly, then our next business is to share that information with others. So in order to do that, Srila Prabhupada created this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. He said in that purport this morning, this is our business, to go out and give this knowledge to everyone. You're a servant of Krishna. Wake up, Jeev Jago. Get into the mood of service to Krishna. So how did Prabhupada establish? Sometimes, especially amongst the younger devotees, they're wondering, you know, Krishna consciousness is not spreading. Let's come up with new. No, we don't have to come up with anything new. Just plug into what Srila Prabhupada gave. Book distribution, prasadam distribution, Harinam, deity worship, festivals. Plug into those things that Prabhupada created. Don't try to create anything new. Just plug into those and you'll see this is a good investment of your energy for spreading Krishna consciousness. So one of the things that we do here in this community, and again, started by Prabhupada himself, we go into academic institutions, high schools, colleges, universities, to spread this message. And so our New Dwarka academic outreach team, currently I'm heading up that department, and we've been going to many schools in the area. One of them is the Palos Verdes Peninsula High School. I've mentioned in a previous class that the teacher who invites us now, her name is Mindy Webster, she was a student 25 years ago when we were preaching at that school. So from student, she became a teacher. Now she's a mother of four boys, and two of them are enrolled at that school. So she's very keen. She's not a devotee, not wearing tilak, not chanting 16 rounds a day, but she's very keen to hear the Hare Krishna speak. And she invites us every semester. And after each class, she tells her students, please write a thank you note. So she sent me recently a batch, and I'm just going to read a few of them for you. So one student says, dear Hare Krishnas, it was amazing meeting you. Thank you. I learned a lot. Then another one. Thank you for coming to our class and sharing the meanings and what being a Hare Krishna means to you all. You prepared a wonderful presentation and delicacy. Anybody want to guess what that delicacy was? Cookie. Yeah, we always make cookies. And if it wasn't clear, then the next one makes it clear. Dear Hare Krishnas, thank you for coming in and sharing your thoughts. It was fun doing the chant and hearing all about this. Thank you also for making the cookies. I had a lot of fun learning about your process. Thank you again. Dear Hare Krishnas, thank you so much for visiting us. I really enjoyed the chant and listening to your viewpoints on certain ideas. I also loved the cookies. Another one. Thank you for taking the time to visit our classroom and share your knowledge and experience with us. Your presentation was very interesting and informative. Also, thank you for the cookies. They were delicious. Thank you. And last one I'm going to read. I got tons of them. I'm just going to read one more. Dear Hare Krishnas, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to come and teach us. It was very interesting to learn about another religion. Also, I'm a baker myself, so it was interesting to see that even without eggs, those cookies tasted so nice. So this is Prabhupada's genius. Prabhupada told us, he said, first of all, go and preach in the colleges, because that's where the future leaders of ISKCON will come from. And he also said, take prasadam. Because if you don't give them prasadam, whatever you say will go in one ear and out the other. But they will always remember whatever prasadam you gave them. So, you all will take over this position eventually. Remember that. Cookies must be there, or something. But we have found that cookies are the best one. Everybody relates to cookies. If you take some Indian sweet or something, they look at it like, what's this? And they may or may not try it. But cookies, everybody can relate to. Especially American students. Every American student can relate to a cookie. And they eat it, and we always make sure I always ask in advance, how many students in this class? So that last class was 35 students. So we took like 120 cookies. Because it's a foregone conclusion that they're going to want seconds, thirds, fourths, like that. So book distribution, prasadam distribution, festivals. We have our festival coming up, our biggest outreach festival of the year. Ratha Yatra is coming up. But also on a regular basis, we should go out on Harinam. So we're going to show a little video, compilation of Harinam from Santa Barbara and a couple from last night. Go ahead, let it roll. 참.
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna
Happy faces. Now you see that woman on this in the back there? She's taking video, and then she just said, "What the heck? I want to join." She came in. You'll see. Surprise, surprise, Jagaranga was in town yesterday. So he joined the Harinam. So on July 4th, Independence Day, we have an opportunity to go and chant together again like we did in Santa Barbara. Now we can go to Ojai for their... as I said last week, you know, all the devotees on the West Coast, practically, they come from as far as south as San Diego, as far north as Seattle, they come to our Rock Yatra. So we should try to go out and, you know, assist them in their Rock Yatra. So as many as possible, please come on Tuesday, 4th of July, for Ojai. And in general, those in the community, we have quite a few devotees in this community who have kind of forgotten about Harinam. So please put it back on the schedule. Come out on Harinam every Friday. It's a win-win situation. Whether they're people or no people, Prophet said, just go out and chant. Somebody will benefit. We see. It may not be quantity, but the quality is good. A lot of people are interested. Like I saw Bhakti Kier. Actually, I approached this woman first. She was a, I'd say, mature woman wearing all black. She had a little dog, a little pug. So I gave her a Harinam card. And then I asked here for a flyer for, to the Rath Yatra. So he took over talking to her. And he spoke to her for, what, 10, 15 minutes? He were there quite a while talking to her. And then I saw she got a Bhagavad Gita. One thing I didn't mention, though, I meant to tell you last night, that pug that she had, the little dog, he didn't want to hear anything. He was trying to get her to move. He was jumping on her leg. And finally he started chewing on your dhoti. I meant to warn you that he was chewing on your dhoti. Maybe you should wash it as soon as you got home. But anyway, Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai.